News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. I love to ask my guests to pick a song before they come on so we get them started right. And we started it right with a little Taylor Swift and style. And that's because Christy Saffold is here with Ready Kids.
I'm so excited to start my morning off with you and Taylor. Like, it doesn't get better than that.
Oh, you're so sweet. We've known each other for a long time. We haven't seen each other in a long time. So I'm so happy to see you. You look great. And I'm excited about what you're doing with Ready Kids.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here and to share a little bit more about what we have going on.
Yeah. Well, let's just start, first of all, for some folks that may not know what Ready Kids is, just can you tell us about the history of the organization a little bit, what you all do, what are some of your programs, so we can get folks interested in this. Maybe they can help volunteer or donate.
Absolutely, yes. So we are a local nonprofit organization. Our mission is really to maximize the children's potential through increased school readiness. So what does that mean? We focus on pre-K kiddos. 50% of the children in Escambia County are actually not ready for kindergarten.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
50% of the kids in Escambia County are not ready for kindergarten. That's a high number.
That's not good.
No, it's not. And that's really the reason, you know, you said, where did we start? The community got together in 2006, community members, and decided this was an organization that needed to start so that we could address that need.
Absolutely.
And it's pretty cool because we really do have a three-prong approach. Our signature program is our Reading Pals program. Mm-hmm. We do mentorship for pre-K kiddos. My favorite part of every day, to be with the four-year-olds and get to see our mentors that come every single week, Meg, these kiddos.
So how does it work? If you wanted to sign up to be a reading pal, how would you go about doing that?
It's very easy, and we recruit year-round because, of course, we have things happen with volunteers. They might have a health issue come up, have to move, so we never stop recruiting. The volunteer process is easy. We have a very brief orientation. If you want to start immediately, we can even train you on site.
Oh, wow.
And the commitment is not much. It's 45 minutes a week. I think most people can do that. Mm-hmm. We have 8 schools you can choose from. They're all Title I Escambia County schools. And you get to go in and work with the kiddos. And we have games and puzzles and fun things that you can work with. So it's not like just sit and say your ABCs. It's mm-hmm. a lot more interactive than that.
Oh, fun. I think that sounds wonderful.
It's great. I love it. And our volunteers really commit their time. Most do not want to miss a single week. I'm not kidding. When we have holidays, I'm like, we really can't come this week with schools
closed. They're knocking on the doors. Let us in.
They hate to miss it. The school week, everybody was going crazy. I had volunteers saying, did we have to close all week? I'm like, I'm sorry. It's the snow. But so it just tells you how much they enjoy it. And we do have some different time slots. Most of them are in the morning. Mm-hmm. But it's a great way to start your day. And you get to really interact with that kiddo. You're changing their life through that emotional connection and that, you know, you're there every week, that consistency. But then, of course, you've got the academic side,
right,
which our reading pals are significantly performing higher on testing because of the program, which is amazing.
Well, having someone like that is making it fun.
Exactly.
Because so often in the past, I think of my grandmother reading with me or your mom or whatever. But a lot of folks are working today. Both parents are working. There's a lot of single moms and dads out there. They don't have the time that they would like to have. It's not that they're neglectful. But having something like this to supplement is just a plus all the way around.
Oh, and that's the truth. I mean, time is so limited. If you have siblings, household is busy. We mm-hmm. have all different kind of caregiver situations. It really is challenging. And our teachers are amazing. But imagine having 20 kiddos in your classroom,
right.
You know, it's not easy to give that one-on-one time to each kiddo. So our teachers love the opportunity to be able to, you know, have us come in, the volunteers, and the kids get excited. It's funny. They know what day they're coming out, and, mm-hmm. and they'll say, is it my day today? Is it my day today,
oh,
Ms. Christy? So
sweet.
It's really great. Aww. But we always love having volunteers. So that's always a need.
And so how could someone volunteer for that?
So if you go to readykidsfl.org, that's the easiest way to go on our website. And you can actually just go through a real quick process and sign up right there.
Okay. All right. That sounds like fun to me. So, okay. And then talk to me a little bit about some of the other programs you have and some of the things that I know you've got events coming up.
We do. So the other programs that we do a lot of family and community engagement. You will see us at many, many events this spring, pretty much every. We just did the Pensacola Young Professionals event last week, mm-hmm. and I'm on the board there, so I have to give them a little shout out.
There you go.
But
my friend Mike is real involved. I think he's the chair, the president of this year.
He is our president. Yes, absolutely. So we had, you know, we try to participate in lots of different events. Not only does it give us an opportunity to connect with families, but we are able to give out free free books and resources. So if you want to know what can you do at home with your child, you know, that's a great way that we can really educate and provide that information. And then I love our educator support. So if our teachers need extra resources, materials, Play-Doh, I mean, anything, we can provide that. And we can also help with the volunteer side of it. If they're doing special activities in the classroom, we can come in and really help with that and support them as well.
Do you have a donation list or a wish list somewhere that people could go if they wanted to do Play-Doh or books or something?
Yes. And our website is another good resource for that. So readykidsfl.org. But I mean, honestly, yes, it's the things, easy things like Play-Doh, crayons, markers that we can take for granted, but some kiddos don't have those. And we even do bags that we send home in the winter and in the summer.
Nice.
So that the kids have those extra materials they can use with their families. And that is the cutest thing ever. Panera actually sponsored those bags this year. We were so grateful for that. And to see the kids' happy faces holding up their items was the cutest thing ever. They actually came out, the employees, and were, you know, participating. They were like, it's fun to see the kids excited about so many things.
Well, it's that love for learning, making it okay, making it fun and acceptable.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's our goal. It's to make literacy fun and exciting. And it doesn't have to just be sitting and reading a book. Some kids love that. But then how do we get them excited? How do we engage them with the book? Ask questions so that they're guessing what colors in the book, what the character's doing next. You know, it's really the way to build that imagination and the magic of reading, which is so much fun.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. We are talking this morning with Christy Saffold here. This morning, she is the development director or manager, I should say.
You're
Ready Kids Pensacola. If you have any questions for her, could just text them in at 850-437-1620. Got a couple of big events coming up, so we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about those. We'll be right back on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and we are talking with Christy Saffold, who is the development director for Ready Kids Pensacola. Big event coming up. I already know about this one. I'm so excited. So.
I'm excited, too.
All right. So it's Read Across Pensacola Day Extravaganza.
I love
whoever
build your
added,
excitement?
Yeah, whoever added the extravaganza is my new best friend.
That
I
was
love
Christy
that.
Craig, so
okay.
We'll give her full kudos for that.
I get it. I get it. I know Christy well. So.
It's extending beyond just reading. There's so much fun to it.
Okay, well, tell us all about it, the dates, what's happening. What is Read Across Pensacola Day Extravaganza?
So, okay, it's March 8th, which is next weekend. We did not want to compete with Mardi Gras because typically we do it the first weekend in March. That would have been a bad call.
No,
Pensacola loves Mardi Gras. So we are doing it Saturday, March the 8th from 10 to 1, and it is at Wedgewood Community Center with one of our great partners. This is a totally free community event. I just want to say that I'll say it several times because it doesn't cost families anything, and it's going to be so much fun. So we have everything from games, outdoor activities, a fire truck, a police car. We've got the sheriff's department coming and supporting us. We've got
wonderful.
All these different partners, and we also have about 20 community agencies that are going to be set up in the gym to give
really?
Out. Yeah. So in addition to Ready Kids, you're going to see information. They'll have activities. They're actually going to have giveaways for every single family. Of course, you're going to get lots of books. But then in addition to that, we have the fun of having these great story readers that are going to be there that are our local leaders.
Oh, celebrities.
Readers. Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
So you can sit in there and hear reading the whole time if you want to. Some of the families did that last year.
Mm-hmm.
But then in addition to that, we've got characters walking around. You can get photos if you want to meet Batman. Like, it's just going to be really fun. So we've got great volunteers coming and supporting that day. And, you know, and of course, food. That's a big part. We always have to have food for everybody. So I think it's just a great way to spend a Saturday. And again, free. Costs the families nothing.
So. Fantastic. So what I love about this, though, is that there is an emphasis on reading.
Definitely.
Right? So this is, we don't want to lose sight of the fact that this is about reading across Pensacola, and you're going to have people reading to the kids.
Exactly. And even the characters, it's to bring the stories alive, you know, because that's the big thing about reading. It builds the imagination. It teaches kids that learning is fun. So that's what we really want. All of the games, activities, it's all still centered around that love of reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a great way for families to kind of take some things home that they can use, not just that one day, but after that fact, have have the, you know, the resources at their hands, and they can enjoy them with their families.
See, that sounds like a lot of fun to me, but I love to read, but I was instilled with it at a very young age.
And that's huge. I mean, and I think every family's in a different place. Some families don't necessarily have the time or the resources, or maybe they don't have books at home, you
right.
know?
So well,
they
nowadays, may not be reading. Everybody's in their tablets and computers.
So different, right? Mm-hmm. So, and like you said, I grew up, my grandma read to me, my parents read to me, and I learned that love of reading, but we really want to instill that. And these kids are growing up, you know, during that COVID years.
Yes.
They were very young often, you know, during that time, and it's just changed things. So it's important that we don't get away from that core love of reading.
Well, and I think too, because I'm sure the kids read from their tablets and all that kind of stuff, which is fine, but there still is nothing better, in my humble opinion, than holding a good book in your hand.
I agree. And the photos, the illustrations, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, it just brings it alive. And the kids that, you know, I work with, of course, at West Pensacola Elementary, that's my school, sitting there and being able to turn the pages and have them guess what's going to happen next, point at certain colors, mm-hmm. look for a nest in the picture or a bird. I mean, it's just so much more fun to do that, in my opinion, than
right,
looking
right.
on an iPad or a mm-hmm. tablet, you know.
Yeah,
different.
There's just something about it, but maybe that's I'm old school that way.
But I'm old school, too.
I think it's the imagination and using the imagination, because sometimes in a way, with AI doing everything for us, we sort of lose the art of using our own imagination to write, to think, to draw, to color, all those things.
Exactly. And I think that's why this event's important. You know, across America in March, everyone's recognizing this love for reading and, you know, this weekend. So it's really great that we can do this in Pensacola. It's our second year doing it.
Uh-huh.
And it was a big success last year. So we're expecting around 200 people this year. And we just want everyone to come out and bring your kids, bring your grandkids. I mean,
yeah.
bring whoever you want and enjoy a nice little morning of some free activities and take some items home so that you can do it at home as well.
That sounds great. Okay, so the dates on that again.
Saturday, March the 8th.
Okay.
So not this weekend, but the following weekend. And it's from 10 to 1 p.m. at Wedgwood Community Center. And if you go to our readykidsfl.org website, you'll see the flyer. I have to give a shout out. Pinair Credit Union generously sponsoring Cardozo Law. Those are our presenting sponsors. We're so grateful for making this happen. And then we have lots of other great sponsors that are also supporting. And that's why we can do this for free for the community, because mm-hmm. of our generosity of our community, which
so
is great.
If a business wanted to get involved and sponsor some future events,
yes.
who should they contact?
Call
there?
Me. Yeah,
oh,
call Christy.
She's the development
That's
director.
Right. Yeah, I get the benefit of being in the classroom, and mm-hmm. then the rest of the day, I'm doing my community side.
There
so,
you go.
So 850-382-3710 is my phone number. Call me. I would love to chat with you. If you can't get involved with this event, if it's too soon, let's talk about other things. We've got Kindergarten Here We Come, our summer program coming up as well.
Oh, talk a little bit about that.
So this is a really cool program. We actually partner with the schools to be able to prepare the families for kindergarten.
So this is pre-kindergarten.
It's pre-kindergarten. We do it during the summer. We do it early summer purposely so that the families have the materials to actually spend some summer time getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
So it's some of those skills we've talked about, you know, ABCs, numbers. What do you need to know going into kindergarten so you're more prepared? It's another free event. And the cool thing this year, I don't know which schools we're going to be doing it at, but we are going to expand to two locations. So
oh,
I'm sure we'll come on and talk more as we get a little closer. But I mean, that's another great opportunity as a community member, as a sponsor, if you'd like to support. And all of the funding stays right here in Escambia County. We are completely local. You're supporting our families, our children directly, which is awesome.
Oh, that sounds like a great program, because you really want to have the kids get, if they can get ready for kindergarten, which sounds like really early, but it really isn't.
Because it's not.
It's
you're
really
right.
not, because once they're behind, then they get behind and they see the other kids know all these things, they don't, and then that starts that pattern of, you know, distancing, not being interested, feeling left out,
exactly.
getting isolated, and then you're down the wrong road.
Exactly. It starts now,
mm-hmm.
because if they start behind, they're going to stay behind.
Yeah.
And you're not wrong when you're saying that if they start off wrong, then it kind of gets you down a wrong path. We have board members, we have community members that come up to us and say, you know, I didn't know how to read until I was in third, fourth, fifth grade.
Really?
And yes. And how behind they became. And usually it was one specific educator that really saw that they were struggling or figured out that they were
what kind
of
problem
yeah,
was,
what the problem
right?
was. They couldn't couldn't really read, and they helped them. But if you don't have that person, you might be behind for a long time. And that's why the one-on-one is important. I'm not just talking to little Christy. I'm talking to Christy about what does she know? What does she not know? What does mm-hmm. she want to know? Mm-hmm. We have a little boy who just wants to do a picture for his mom. Aww. Of course, we're working on lots of different things, but that's one of his goals. So we're helping him work on that, you know, that he can do a picture for his mom. So it's really customized for the kiddos.
Oh, I love that. Well, I've got little hearts now floating around in the studio.
I love it. Just after Valentine's Day. It's perfect.
This is such a great program and such a great organization. Ready Kids. We're going to come back. We are talking this morning with Christy Seffold. She is the development director, and we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the upcoming events and just need your help. So you can go to their website, readykidsfl.org. We'll be back in just a minute. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Just a few minutes left. We're talking with Christy, who is with Ready Kids, all about the things they do in the community to help our children be ready for school. I love this organization.
Thank you so much. No, I love talking about it. I'm passionate. I've been here for about 8 months, and it's been an amazing journey so far. I'm excited about it.
So we just have about, you know, 2 or 3 minutes left here. What would you like to say about Ready Kids? And I know you've got the big event coming up.
Yeah, I would say please check us out. I mean, we do have, of course, a Facebook page, an Instagram page. If you look up Ready Kids, you'll see us, readykidsfl.org, for all information. Great volunteer opportunities. We'd love to have you come support a kiddo 45 minutes a week. School year's almost over. It's a great time to kind of jump in and help us, you know, wrap up the year. And then when you love it, you'll want to come back next year. And then, of course, Read Across Pensacola Day. We're just a couple weeks away. So Saturday, March the 8th, 10 to 1 at Wedgwood Community Center. And I would love to talk to you if you want to sponsor, support, just help a kiddo. You know, that's a great way to directly impact a child's life right here in Escambia County.
And you do take donations?
We do. We're completely community funded. We're not state or federal funded.
Oh,
so
that's important to know.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's because of the generosity of Pensacola and the amazing work that everybody does here that we can do the stuff that we do. So we're so grateful for that.
Which is great. So again, getting our kids ready for school, you can't beat that. I mean, that's a primary mission, education.
It warms your heart.
Yes. You don't want to lose that. So that's really great for pre-K, and this is great for the little kids. Do you have a favorite moment so far since you've been there?
Oh, so I have my own reading pal that I've been working with. Aww. And he was not
speaking. How old is he?
He's 4, and he was barely speaking when I first met him. And now he is very talkative. He loves to see me, and when he comes and hugs me, I mean, my heart just explodes. Aww. I want to keep him forever. I'm not allowed to because he has a family, but I just love getting to spend my mornings over at West Pensacola. It's amazing to work with the volunteers, the teachers, the kids. I love it.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Fantastic. So we love taking care of our little kids, getting them started on the right foot. If you want to get involved, you can go to their website, readykidsfl.org. They need donations. They need volunteers. And then one more time, the big event that's coming up. And I like the name. You're leaving out the most important word.
Read
now.
Across Pensacola Day. Extravaganza.
Thank you. Extravaganza.
Yeah. I don't think I sing it as good as you did, though, Meg. But that is a big, really big day for us. And please come and enjoy. Bring your kids, bring your grandkids, and have a fun, free day with, you know, learning the love of literacy. It's going to be huge.
Absolutely. So again, that's Read Across Pensacola Day Extravaganza.
See how good you do that.
I just love the word. Christy, thank you so much for coming. It's great to see you again.
Good to see you.
I'm
as
excited
always.
Excited for you with this new opportunity with Ready Kids. It's a great organization. Christy Craig is the executive director, and she's doing a superb job. We love Christy, and I got a chance to get to know her during your leadership last year. So again, the big event coming up is Read Across Pensacola Day Extravaganza. The dates again?
Saturday, March the 8th, 10 to 1.
Don't miss it.